Volkswagen and its sister companies are shelling out billions of dollars to customers and states that were affected by its attempts to cheat on emissions tests. There are scores of settlements and suits in various stages of process. Maine's in line for a share of one settlement worth a total of $2.7 billion that aims to reduce diesel pollution. The question now is whether Governor Paul LePage will accept the money, and if he does, how it will be spent. Fred Bever has more.
The idea behind the settlement is that the funds will help the states invest in pollution-reducing infrastructure, at least in part to make up for the nitrogen oxides that diesel VWs, Porsches, and Audis spewed into the air at as much as 40 times the legal limit. The funding available to each state is relative to the number of offending vehicles registered there, and with more than 3,600 of them registered in Maine at one time or another, the state could get $21 million. But there are strings attached. The money has to be invested in specific technologies that reduce transportation-related pollution, and because of those strings, there is some worry that Governor Paul LePage, no fan of ceding budgetary control to outside authorities, might reject the windfall.
I am afraid of that. Yeah, as opposed to some money that comes in from settlements, this actually has to go right to the governor's office.
That's why Kittery Representative Dean Rikerson has submitted a bill titled "To Ensure Use of Funds for Maine as Beneficiary of the Volkswagen Mitigation Trust Agreement." Rikerson acknowledges that the legislature can't compel the governor to sign on, but he hopes to at least call attention to the issue. The governor's press office did not respond to questions about the VW settlements, but according to Ted Talbot, spokesman for the Department of Transportation, that agency does expect to administer the funds if the governor gives the thumbs up.
We don't have a whole lot of details at the DOT just yet. We've had a couple of meetings about this. The only thing we can confirm is that the DOT will take the lead for this program.
Assuming that LePage does, in fact, draw down the funds, they can then finance various technologies that reduce transportation-related diesel pollution. That could include replacing diesel engines or heating systems in cars, trucks, and buses with more efficient options powered by electricity or by propane gas or by compressed natural gas. That range of allowed options is likely to create some friction. Senator Dave Miramont of Camden is trying to get the jump on that by submitting a bill to direct that all of the funds go to support electric vehicles and the infrastructure needed to provide a comprehensive network of electric charging stations.
I'm afraid that the groups, including the executive office, that want to push for spending tax dollars on private companies to bring more natural gas, which doesn't cut back on emissions, they'll try to grab it for that.
It's easy for a given legislator to say, well, I want it all to go to electric.
That's Tony Buxton, lobbyist for the Industrial Energy Consumers Group, a consortium of big Maine manufacturers, including paper mills and biomass plants, that rely heavily on diesel trucks to ship product and fuel around the region.
We're not opposed to electric vehicles. We support electric vehicles. But electric vehicles are useful really only in the personal consumer sector and small commercial. We also need to deal with the use of diesel trucks. And the fact of the matter is that diesel trucks have tremendous mileage in Maine. That is, they are used a lot. And we need to address that as well.
One influential environmental group, the Conservation Law Foundation, is backing the all-electric option. A CLF lawyer points out that even Governor LePage might be brought on board. Emily Green notes that 15% of the allotment could be dedicated specifically to charging stations, and LePage is already working with the Premier of Quebec to expand the number of stations on a corridor that runs across the border as a way to promote tourism. A trustee for the national fund that will provide the money, meanwhile, has yet to be appointed. Once that happens, LePage will have 60 days to decide whether to use the funds and appoint a state agency to administer them. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.